foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, great people, wonderful Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you once again to the second segment of the installation of our broadcasting, coming to you from Dallas, or from the Fort Worth area, to be very precise, in Dallas, in Texas, United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet. I'm delighted to say that our sister is still here with us. It feels sometimes that we are working double shift, isn't it?
Yes,
Working all the time. It is good. We are providing a service for our people, making sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Wherever you are on this planet, please try and tell your friends. If somebody can please announce this on Facebook, that would be wonderful. Also, put it on all other platforms. Tell your friends that Radio Biafra's second installment is here. That will welcome everybody, wherever they may be on this planet, to please try and join us. You can get Radio Biafra as usual through the normal channels. We don't change. It is the same. The number to call is +1 404 789 8796. Radio Biafra is on tour of the United States and Canada. When we return to London, we shall be going to South Africa. And upon our return from South Africa, we'll be heading to Malaysia. When we come back from Malaysia, we'll be heading to Senegal. It's all over the place. We welcome all of you, wherever you may be on this earth. We are here to provide you with news, views, commentaries and analysis regarding how we are all getting to get Biafra. Biafra is a duty for everyone. If you find me jumping over my words sometimes, please do understand that we're a bit tired, you know, because we've been doing this ceaselessly all the time. When we're not here, we are taking calls, responding to emails, responding to requests and to messages. So it is a very serious business that we're involved in. We thank our host once again, who is not here with us this evening. He's left his place for us. He had to go to work.
Yeah, 25 hour shift.
Yes, yes, we welcome all of you. Even Ugochukwu as well had to go to work. Here is the US, all they do is work, work, work. But we know some of you are at home listening. We encourage you to call us this evening. You can also add us on Skype by going to Radio Biafra as your, just add Radio Biafra as your contact on Skype. If you're listening to us via radiobiafra.co, that is a very good thing. You can also get us via bilierhumanrights.org, freedomvoicemedia.com, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or peopleofbiafra, all one word, .org. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, Chidera Akabo is here. Please say hello to our wonderful people so we can proceed.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I welcome you to the second edition of this program. And I say good morning to some of you already in the next day. Good afternoon, good evening from here, Fort Worth, Dallas. And good night to even some of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Some people are into because it's gone 4 minutes past 12 midnight in Biafra and then in London. So they are already in into 3rd of July, whereas for ourselves, we are still in the 2nd. This is just gone slightly past 6 p.m., 4 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening of the 2nd of July, because the world is spinning. Is that correct? The world is spinning. There are two rotational points. One is spinning on its axis, the 24 hours a day, and the other one is in the orbit. Rotation and one is revolution. It is rotating every 24 hours. So the more some people are in light, whilst others are in darkness, split into 24 time zones all across the world via the longitude lines, isn't it?
Yes.
Via the longitudinal lines, that's what tells you the hour you're in, from the North Pole to the South Pole. And the world is spinning, the Earth is spinning around its axis.
Yes.
And is revolving around the orbit.
Around the orbit, yes.
Yes, yes.
yes. About a little bit of
yes, spinning around the axis and revolving around the orbit. Let us try and see if our lines are working this evening. Our headlines remain the same. We are asking people who are calling us to please try to be a little bit patient, that this is Radio Biafra. We are going to be with you. We are going to take all your calls. Please, 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 the caller on Skype, we are asking you to stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. We are going to speak to you. Don't go anywhere. You are going to be our first caller this evening. Stay where you are as we present very briefly the news headlines, which Chidera is going to read out for us in very brief detail. But I will do the headlines myself. From this end, we are reporting that 18 army officers are to stand trial for supporting Boko Haram. 18 army officers are to stand trial for supporting Boko Haram. Governor Rochas Okorocha asking for the release of by-election results in Uguta. The governor of a state is pleading and asking for the release of by-elections there because they cannot hold elections. They are fraudulent, they rig elections, they lie to themselves, and that is why they want one Nigeria. We are also reporting this evening that a Nigerian court has voided the appointment of the service chiefs made by the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria in the person of Goodluck Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan. A court ruled that the appointment of the service chiefs is in gross violation of the provisions of the 1999 Constitution, which requires them to notify the houses of assembly, both the Senate and House of Representatives, made up of Hausa, Fulani people, so they vet and choose who is going to serve in the so-called armed services or the head of armed services. We are also telling you that following the report by Radio Biafra, P2B has now given or allowed the allocation. He's authorized the release of Anambra State's money worth 733 million to Anambra State schools. He did not donate anything to schools. It is not his money to donate. When people are reporting news, they should write it correctly. The reason why we have gone with saying donate, using the word donate, is to basically reflect how this news is being reported by other media houses. P2OB's administration agrees the release of 733 million naira to Anambra schools. That is what the headline should read. Former governor of Imo State, Achiku Denwa, loses out of his arrangements to return to APC, and as a result is considering running back to PDP. These are political harlots and prostitutes. They have no honor. They have no shame. They jump from one place to the other. I think somebody said there is no honor among thieves. Is that correct?
Yes, no honor at all.
No honor among thieves. They don't have any shame. You jump from one party to the other. You don't believe in anything. He has gone to APC. He has lost out at APC. He is now running back to the criminal abode itself called PDP. We are also bringing you news this evening here in Texas that MOSOP, M-O-S-O-P, MOSOP, wants River State 2015 governorship election seat. They are asking to produce the next governor of River State following the, I wouldn't call it waywardness of, what's his name? I keep the...
Chibike Amechi.
I won't call him, he said he's not Igbo, but Chibike is Igbo, so he's Amechi. So we call him the governor, they wrote to me the governor of River State. That's his name, since he says that Chibike and Amechi are not Igbo names. He says he's not Igbo. If you're not Igbo, why are you answering Igbo names? 18 army officers, as we reported, will stand trial because they have been aiding and abetting killers in the north. These are the army officers going about and shooting Igbo people in Maiduguri. If you come out in a traditional Igbo attire in the evening, if they look right and left, there is nobody watching, they will shoot you dead. They have been identified, some of them have been identified, and they are facing court martial. Please, Chidera, very briefly, give us a rundown of the news in detail.
The news in detail. 18 soldiers, including a lieutenant, on Monday appeared before a general court-martial in Jos, Plateau State, for aiding members of the fundamentalist Islamic sect Boko Haram and other insurgent groups in their activities. The soldiers are members of the Joint Task Force, code named Operation Restore Order in Borno State, and the Special Task Force, also known as Operation Safe Haven, in Plateau State. The JTF and STF were deployed in the two states following the menace of insurgent groups in the country, while the JTF is also battling with Boko Haram members in Adamawa and Yobe states. The STF has been grasping with Fulani herdsmen, who in the past 10 years had taken Plateau State by the jugular. As tension continues to mount in the aftermath of last Saturday's Ugutari run election, Imo State Governor Owele Rocha Sokorocha has called on INEC to release the results. He, however, stated that the ABGA candidate in the election, Honorable Walter Ozomanne, won about 9,000 votes plus, defeating PDP candidate Honorable Eugene Dibiagu. Okorocha, who spoke to newsmen at Government House Oweri, said that the results of the Uguta election was certified and endorsed by INEC returning officer Cynthia Ogike after complication of the results, wondering why INEC will declare the election inconclusive. A federal high court sitting in Abuja yesterday nullified the appointments of the nation's security chiefs. Those affected by the judgments are the chief of defense staff, Admiral Ola Saad Ibrahim, the chief of army staff, Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika, chief of air staff, Air Marshal Alex Bade, and the chief of naval staff, Vice Admiral Dele Ezoba. The court held that their appointment by President Goodluck Jonathan without the consent of the Senate was illegal, unconstitutional, null and void. In law, when an act is nullified, as in the present case, it implies that the act, like the appointment of the service chiefs, can be treated as nothing, as if it did not exist or never happened. Incidentally, their appointments were nullified yesterday while they were holding a crucial meeting with President Jonathan on the security situation in the country. The judge, Justice Adamu Bello, which frowned at the breach of the 1999 Constitution as amended, also issued a separate order restraining the president from further appointing service chiefs without first obtaining the confirmation of the National Assembly. Governor Peter Obi of Anambra State on Monday gave out 733 million naira to Catholic and Anglican churches to run their schools in the state. He said the money was for the rehabilitation of primary schools taken over by the state government in 1970, but returned to the missions in 2011. The governor, who made the donation in Awka, said he was impressed with the church's collaboration in rebuilding education in the state. Obi, who apologized to the churches on behalf of government for taking over schools from them, said what the state was doing was to restore the quality of education to the children. following the released list of the of interim officers of the yet-to-be-registered All Progressive Congress, APC, indications are clear that the camp of the former governor of Imo State, Chief Achike Udemwa, within the ACN has lost out completely in the composition of the party's National Executive Council, NEC. Information available to us has it that no member of the Imo State chapter of Action Congress of Nigeria, ACN, made the list of the interim exco of the merged political parties. Instead, the All Progressive Grand Alliance, ABGA, and the Democratic People's Party, DPP, produced one person each. From ABGA came Senator Osita Izunaso, who emerged as a national organizing secretary, and Sir Romanus Ebunike, known as Sir White, who is the interim deputy national welfare officer. The Movement for the Survival of the Ogoni People has declared that it will not accept anything less than the governorship position of Rivers State in 2015. The movement also decried the continued marginalization of Ogoni, which it said had cost its people fair representation at the national and state levels. The movement's position was contained in the communique based on Monday in Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Who issued the communique? Is it Ogoni people that issued it?
MOSOP? Yes, the MOSOP group, yes.
They issued a communique. That is a country of communiques, people issuing communique after communique. That is not how to run a country. This is Radio Biafra. This is a special edition dedicated to our people in the United States that goes to work and works and works and works. This is for you. You are entitled. You are welcome to ring the studios of Radio Biafra. Please give us the number for them to call again, please.
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
And for those in the US, please call it the way they prefer it here, please, so they won't have any excuse not to call in.
404 789 8796. That is the number.
Thank you very much. And should you wish to join us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. You should be able to partake in this program this evening. Once again, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from the Fort Worth area of Dallas in Texas in the United States of America. I am Nnamdi Kanu. You just heard the voice of Chidera Akabo. We are here to present Radio Biafra to the whole world because we know that some people are waking up in the morning. Those of us in Australia, the Biafrans in Australia, are listening to Radio Biafra. I think some of them are already in their offices on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? There should be Wednesday, isn't it?
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yes, so they're already in Wednesday, those of them in Australia. We are welcoming all our people and also our brother who lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo for the excellent work you're doing and the fact that you rose up to support Radio Biafra from Congo. Somebody made a contribution, a donation to Radio Biafra from Congo, of all places.
Well, those in the United States are still eating hamburgers.
Yeah, absolutely. Those in the U.S. are eating hamburgers, but not all of them, because we are here being hosted by Gojuku, who lives in the U.S. Our brothers Martin and Cletus hosted us very, very excellently well in Atlanta. Which Energy is in Atlanta. We also have our dear benefactor, Moses Nwigwe, who is in Corpus Christi. We also had our brethren and a very close, no, I wouldn't call him close, a dedicated Biafran by every stretch of the imagination, Clifford Iranya, who did us proud in Houston, Texas. And we are here today heading off in the next 2 days to San Francisco Bay Area and from there to Los Angeles. These are great Biafrans doing wonderful work on behalf of Biafra. These are the people to whom Biafra belongs to, because they are the ones making Biafra possible. Radio Biafra belongs to the entire Biafran family. It doesn't belong to any person. It doesn't belong to any set of individuals. You know, a lot of people are still worrying, asking themselves, what are they going to benefit from Biafra? Is it a private business? How can a country be somebody's private business? This is madness. It cannot be. It has never been. And it can never, ever be. We are here to pursue Biafra in truth and honesty. Even when Yoruba pastors and prophets are predicting the coming of Biafra, we Biafrans ought to be listening. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet. On a day we are reporting that Goodluck Jonathan have lost control of his government. He has been told by the court that the appointment of his service chiefs are in essence null and void and should not be regarded, and that what he has done is unconstitutional. What they're trying to do is to remove Ihejirika as the chief of army staff, and they're going to succeed in doing so. They are going to succeed in removing him, and they'll replace him with, first of all, somebody from the middle belt, and after a few months, the position goes back to the north, so that Boko Haram and the atrocities will be perfectly covered up from the public. But unfortunately for them, they have Radio Biafra. So we are here to expose all the ills of that society. We are here to remind them of their obligation to the people. We are here to save what is left of Biafrans in the country before we have our own home, before we have our own space, before we have our own entity called the Demo. Now, but I won't say what it's going to be called Biafra. The name is going to be Biafra. So we're welcoming you wherever you are. Can you tell me why is it that that the problems that they're having in that country keeps growing all the time? You have elections in places like Uguta. Why was it postponed anyway? What is the problem? What is going on there? What is the difficulties they're having there? Because you said something the other day about Ohakim. There was a time that Ohakim, they were trying to rig elections, and for that reason it was suspended. What exactly, in your own thinking, is going on?
Yeah, what actually happened was in 2011, Ohakim became very desperate, especially when there was almost a tie with the number of local governments he has with that of Abgar. So when the election in Uguta was rerun, because the first time he was trying to rig it, and they wouldn't let him. I think they were burning ballot boxes and other things, and it had to be postponed. And even the next time, it got even worse. More places were burnt, so they canceled the election in Uguta, and it was never counted.
They canceled it. All that time, they've been without anybody representing.
So I'm surprised now that Rochas is trying to revisit that.
Okay, because they rigged the elections. And for people who have not been following this rather unfortunate incident, what happened was that they went there to try to... the Abga candidate in the election is Honorable Walter Ozonwane. He won about 9,000 votes, plus defeating the PDP candidate Honorable Eugene Dibiawo. That is what they are saying, although they are saying is hanging in the balance. But the results that people are getting is that Honorable Walter Ozonwane won about 9,000 votes, defeating the PDP candidate Honorable Eugene Dibiawo. Okorocha spoke to newsmen at Government House in Owerri. He said the results of the Uguta election were certified and endorsed by INEC returning officer Cynthia Ogwike after the compilation of the results, wondering why INEC will declare the election inconclusive. They want to rig the election. PDP wants to rig the election. That is why they are doing this. And in case people are wondering why we are reporting this, because this is Radio Biafra. Anything that happens in Biafra land, anything that affects the life and well-being of our people, we must report it. We also know that a lot of people are taking issue with the fact that I offered my personal opinion, and my personal opinion remains that my personal opinion. Biafrans will decide what happens in their country when we finally restore it to its former glory. Is about the issue of having mosques in Biafra land. Some people are arguing that all the mosques should be torn down, that we need to pull them down, and that we need to curtail the number of people, the number of influx into Biafra, because if we allow too many Hausa Fulani people to come in, or too many Yoruba people, they will infest us with the same mindset that they have in Nigeria. And we are saying that will be unnecessary.
Yeah,
that
will be
that
unnecessary.
Where we come from, you don't stop people from practicing any religion of their choice. If some of us understand what it means to be Igbo, or what it means to be Biafran, or what it means to be an Idoma person, an Efik person, an Anang person, a Bibio, all the Kwa Igbo people, the Ndokwa people, all the way to Ijaw, yes, please.
Yeah, I don't think we need to worry about that. We're educated and civilized people, so everyone should have a freedom of religion. If there are going to be Muslims soon amongst us, they can go ahead and build their mosques. But I'm not really worried about influx of Hausas and Yorubas, because when they come to the to our Biafra land, we're going to give them conditions, because we are going to be people with the law. Because one of the problems that Nigeria has is that everyone just does whatever they want. It's a country without law. So when they come to Biafra, and I'm very sure that they're going to find it very difficult to live there, because they're already used to living like animals. That's why it's called the zoo. So they won't be able to stay there, and they won't even bother coming.
You think so?
But then they may like to come.
In the United States, and if not for a very rigorous United States laws here, they would have swindled the hopeless dry.
Then they would have to abide by the law.
Exactly.
When they come
Once
there.
You have law, you have nothing to
or
be afraid of.
Or get them deported.
Exactly. But somebody was arguing and saying that in Saudi Arabia, you don't have churches that won't allow you to build churches, especially the New Age criminal Pentecostal churches that won't allow you to build them. And we said it's because it is their capital. The same way that we don't think, if you go to Rome, there are mosques in Rome. It is called tolerance. It shows that you are more civilized than them. As Chidera said, we are going to have a set of laws that will make it impossible for people to come into our land and convert it or make it to be part of Nigeria, or try to make it another replica of Nigeria. We will not allow that to happen. It will never, ever happen in Biafraland. Because in Biafraland, what we are doing is trying to build a new country, trying to build it in terms of the infrastructural development, try to build it in terms of offering its governance, try to build it in terms of having a social arrangement that works to the betterment of the people rather than working contrary to their needs and aspirations. We are going to have a Biafra for everybody to be proud of. If you are coming from somewhere and seeking to wreck it, you will surely go to jail. We will build our jails, and they will be there. We didn't used to have them before, but we have acquired some things, and believe you me, we are going to put it into practice. Please, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are in a state now to take your calls. We can take your calls, because today we'll only be presenting for only 1 hour. 1 hour is our presentation today. Please, you need to bear with us. We are working for our country. We need to perhaps be able to catch some sleep and be able to recharge and then refocus and continue the work that we are doing. If they tell you that it's not a tiring job, the person is lying. It is an extremely draining, tiring job. We can tell you that. All we do, sometimes we don't even see outside. But today we managed to Ugochukwu decided today that we must see outside, and we've been outside to have a look around the neighborhood. It's an exciting neighborhood anyway. It's very nice. We've not seen anyone with guns as yet running around all over the place, because this is the U.S. It is quite easy for them to get hold of guns around here. But it's a very quiet, lovely neighborhood. And we are glad to be here broadcasting to the whole world, because Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. And should you wish to be part of this conversation, please, can you give them the number before they start calling, please?
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. We did know that perhaps our Skype had a few difficulties earlier. And we have done our best to try and see if there's any way we can acquire new equipment here. In Dallas, it's not been in Fort Worth. Anyway, it's not been proving easy at all. But we will continue to see what we can do to make sure that that our Skype is open and that people can contact us at will whenever they want to. We don't know, for some strange reason sometimes. Maybe it's because of the volume of calls coming in at the same time. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from the Fort Worth area. Let us try to take this call. Let us try and take it. It was ringing out loud. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are calling from. Hello?
My name is Pius Ike DK.
Ike DK.
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio, you are welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. This is the U.S. edition. And it's a good thing that somebody from the United States is opening our lines this evening. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Actually, I'm based in Canada, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. Yes, you're Mr. Yes, you are rescuing the Americans. Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. The thing I want to touch on is the issue of the service chiefs. The service chiefs being prescribed as unconstitutional, you know, by the courts. I think if you remember, this thing, I didn't take a major in history, but I'm a student of history. If this thing can be related back to what happened to Adeniran Singh.
Exactly.
He surrounded himself by the northern troops. He even promoted northerners that were not qualified. Some of the people that gained from that promotion by Adeniran Singh were Muhammad, Danjuma, Hassan Katsina, and Co.
Yes, that is correct.
These same people he used to surround himself. That made it so easy to get to him. He distanced himself from his own people, most of the Igbo officers. He distanced himself from them. So he surrounded himself with the northerners, and the rest is history. The same thing is what is playing out here. This is what the Sultan and the northerners want. You know that so far, I believe Jonathan is smart. He has surrounded himself with southern officers. Made an Igbo officer, Jirika, the chief of the army staff. Now, the northerners are not finding these things funny. If you notice from the past, they've been the one appointing service chief and army chief and all that. Even
Yes.
How come now that Jonathan is following the same line of reasoning, the same line of doing things, now they have a problem with it?
Yes.
So you see what is going on here. They want to take out the service chief. Of course, if you go to the Senate, they will have the majority in the Senate, they will vote them out.
Yes.
Then they're pulling their own people from the north. Then it will be easier to get to him. This is what is happening. So I believe he should just stand his ground and tell them that there has been a precedent. Most Nigerian leaders in the past have been the one appointing service chiefs.
Yes.
It is not the prerogative of the Senate to do that.
And you know, the funniest thing, my brother, is that Festus Keyamo, they said, took this case to court almost 5 years ago when Yar'Adua was in power. Or over 5 years ago when Yar'Adua was still in power. Do you know the funniest thing is that they never did anything to rule on this very case? A case as minor or, could you say, as significant as this, they say justice delayed is justice denied. Why take such a long time to rule on the case? Because when I tell people that Hausa people are clever, they don't understand it. The reason why they ruled on this case this way is because it was somebody from the so-called South-South region in the person of the barrister, Festus Kiyama, that brought this case. So the court will tell you, after all, they're only clarifying the law, that the case was brought by also somebody from the South-South. That's what they will tell you. That the court has given their ruling, and if Jonathan goes on to ignore them, if Jonathan ignores what they are saying, then Jonathan will be seen as governing unconstitutionally, and that will then present a problem for the country. Then that will then form the basis to carry out a coup, because they say that Jonathan is not adhering to the constitution, so he will have no choice than to dissolve them. But are they going to be acting in some kind of temporary capacity for the time being to fill up the gap between now and when a more permanent appointment will be made? Nobody knows. How are they going to resolve this impasse? Nobody knows. As it being working in a so-called democracy in inverted commas, Jonathan cannot be seen to be ignoring the ruling of a court. That is the problem we have. So he will be forced to comply with it. And as soon as he surrounds himself with Hausa people, then he's a dead meat. He's a dead man walking, because they'll kill him in office.
I think the bottom line is that if that's what they want, I think you should just try and delay the case. Just delay it as much as possible, even beyond 2015. Because you cannot be giving in to what the northerners want all the time. I remember the issue of state police. When the issue of state police came up, the northerners voted against it, and everybody in the south chickened out. You know that once you have the state police or regional police, their monopoly on the hold of the army becomes irrelevant. Because you, for example, the region in the southeast can decide to send its own police force to go and train them in England or in the United States. But we don't want this thing. So I think this is an area where the president has to stand his ground delay, use delay tactics, because they, like you said, this case came up 5 years ago. They used their delay tactics. So now, I believe Jonathan can go ahead and do the same thing, play the same game with them.
Yes, what he needs to do, we're advising Goodluck Jonathan for free, because this is Radio Biafra, we give our advice for free. What you need to do is to appeal the decision of the lower court. It will take 5 more years to get a ruling on it, and by that time you would have been finished from office and gone. That's how to do it. You appeal it. If they rule on it, you go to the Supreme Court. If you fail there, you bring it back for judicial review. That is what you're supposed to do. It is a free advice from Radio Biafra. We're advising you this evening. It's not going to cost you anything, because at Radio Biafra, we have intelligent men and women. We have people who are learned. We know what we are doing, and that is why we're not going to fail. My brother, thank you very much, and God bless you where you are in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you.
Please, quick question. When are you, and I understood you were going to be going either to Chicago or New York.
Yes, we'll be going to Chicago. Hopefully, when are we finishing at Los Angeles?
We're finishing at Los Angeles on the 10th.
On the 10th?
Yes, of July.
Is that correct? Yes. So we are looking to be in Chicago on the 10th of July or thereabout.
Yes.
Okay, probably because I'm not too far from the 6 hours driveway. I'll keep following.
Yes.
See if I can make it down.
If you can make it, we'll be hosted by Ekwenche. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. We'll be hosted by Ekwenche in Chicago. Ekwenche, they are the pioneers of the movement for the freedom of our people from the clutches of death, that is Nigeria. They will be giving us their blessing live on the air. We are going to get the blessing of Ekwenje live on the air. There were some things I was meant to do since I came here, which I wasn't able to do because of time constraints and because of the logistics. I don't think you planned that one very well. I told you that I wanted to go to the St. Simon Islands
to visit
the place. So it was your fault that it wasn't done, because the logistics, the information you provided was incomplete. Nobody told us that you have to fly from Atlanta to St. Simon Islands. We thought it's just a walking distance. It's something you can come and you stroll to. You know, because you live in England, you think everything is within walking distance. You can walk to, not literally, I must say, but within driving, a day's driving, so to speak. But they said that St. Simon Islands is a few hundreds of kilometers away. And it would have taken us so long to get there, come back and do our broadcast. So Radio Biafra will be returning to Georgia to make a special sacred pilgrimage to the place where our ancestors drowned many years ago rather than be slaves, which provided the impetus for what Radio Biafra is doing. We believe in what their sacrifice, their honor, in what they have done for our people, in setting a precedent that says, I would rather die than be a slave. So when we tell you that we would rather die than you know, not pursue Biafra, we know where we're getting our cue from. It is either we get Biafra or we die in the process. We have a pedigree for doing that, and that is exactly what we are going to do, because living a life as a slave is one that is not palatable to me, one which is not palatable to the editorial board of Radio Biafra, which is not palatable to the Council of Elders, one which is not palatable to the people that inhabit the space run by Bilie Human Rights Initiative. We are moving forward to get Biafra without fear, without favor. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. This is Radio Biafra, and once again, please, the number to get hold of us this evening is
+1 404 789 8796.
Let us go and take this call. I don't know why it's ringing out loud this evening for some reason. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Reginald Opara.
Yes, Reginald Opara, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
From Maryland. Americans are coming out this evening to call on their own show, which is wonderful. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, Mr. Mandy, I really applaud your efforts together with you there around the editorial board. Ian Chorifuno, I just want to say something about the Jonathan case, about the plot of the northern leaders and how to take him out. And think, it would be really good if Jonathan is being taken out. I think that will help fasten our cult of Biafra.
You think so?
Yeah, that is what I think. I think since he doesn't have a listening ear, it would be really good if he is being taken out, so that would help fasten the cause of actualization. And similar to what you guys have said about you having a mosque in the Igbo land, I don't think there's any problem having a mosque in the Igbo land. The most important thing is the regulation. They should be all regulated.
Yes.
And as well as the churches too. And we don't want to be Biafra whereby the amount of churches will be more than the companies we have.
Exactly. That is not going to happen. That is nonsense. All this opening of those mushroom criminal Yoruba churches will not happen in Biafra land.
Exactly. I think it will really do good if we have like 10 churches and the central church where everybody can go and worship. I actually want to church, Biafra,
we are not going to have that nonsense. It will not happen. Neither are we going to allow the rampant building of mosques everywhere. We'll control everything through regulation. And it's very simple. For you to congregate more than 10 people in a place of worship, you go to town planning and they tell you how you're going to design the building. We're telling you, because what we may need to do is to build, what we may have to do is to build churches, churches and let them go and hire it. If you're from Assemblies of God Church, we say to you, your worship time is between 11 and 12 o'clock, 1 hour. After you vacate the place, apostolic can go in and worship in the same place. But to have people building Bacha, when you call Bacha, or say chosen ministry of God rising tomorrow, when you know nonsense, or boy, Jehovah is coming in the next hour.
Naira
and Kobo, that is bunk, is not going to happen in the new Biafra. It will not happen. It won't happen.
Yeah, that's very true. And, Mommy, I don't know if you're aware of 180 number in the United States here.
180 number, who are they?
Yeah, it's a kind of group. I actually met this guy in one of those shops, and I was able to ask him, you know, how are you, boy? I have a conversation with him, and, you know, he told me they have a 180 number. I tried to talk him in, but I think I have difficulty trying to, you know, convert
him. No, it's a social club.
But I felt like maybe he needed somebody with the upper class to talk to him. I mean, I can still send you his contact, you know, you can do the talking.
Yeah, send me his contact and I'll speak to him personally. I will see what type of human being he is that will not listen to reason. He or she is staying in the United States, a place built by a people. Martin Luther King died, that some of you may have jobs in this country. He was not a stupid man. He was a sensible man. How come other people cannot rise up to defend what is right, to try to make their people, to set their people free? You see, sometimes when we speak, they say, oh, the way you people talk, the way you look down on people. We say to them, why? What makes you think we will look down upon you? You have behaved lower than a rat in the sewer. Why won't you look down? Because if you're looking for a rat, you look down to look for. In actual case, you're looking down, looking for a rat. If you behave like a lion, people look at you, stare you in the eye, and deal with you. You can't come to another person's country, enjoy all the benefits of that country. People died, white people died in this country, fighting fellow white people for black people to be free. And you're telling me that you don't want to do it. You are sensible. You see, that is the type of sense that makes... Do you know that... Can I tell you something? You know, when I say to people that some Igbo people don't have any sense, they say, "Ondi Igbo manye, we are intelligent people." I say, you don't know anything. You are foolish. And they ask me, some of them, sometimes I remember during my uni days, they want to fight me. I say, you are more than hopeless. If you are intelligent, how come a Kato Riara Onyenachin Lama is your president? If you're intelligent, how come oil is coming from your place? Other people are enjoying it. You are going to that place to go and open a spare parts shop, open building material shop in order for you to be able to survive. How can you be producing oil, have oil coming out of the bosom of the land of your ancestors? You cannot afford to buy petrol. Yeah, you're telling me you're somehow intelligent. Where is your intelligence? If you're an able person, ask yourself this question. Where is my intelligence? If you're intelligent, why are you living abroad? If you're so smart. When other people, cattle rearers, and your place raping your women in Enugu, slaughtering your children, throwing them into a Zulu river, and you are abroad claiming you are intelligent. That type of intelligence about Kwaku. Please go ahead.
Yeah, man. Our present generation of Igbo, I can't really tell what is our problem. I think we lost everything entirely. I can't really tell. Like the first time that you were at the airport. Maybe the Marquan. You know, I try to put, you know, position here, you know, back to the back in the Biafran line. I try to picture everything here back in Biafran line. And then I saw a very beautiful thing. If only we could have that Biafra. I cried the first time I came into the state. Even to the end center, you know, I started to tell people I'm not more Nigerians. I tell people, even in my class. Yes. I tell them they shouldn't address me as Nigerian. Like a place I used to work, in the Bimbrogon, not the only the very early morning, the lady had gone, right? That was the time the British soldier was killed by a Yoruba guy.
Yes.
So as soon as I go to work, the lady called me and told me, hey, Reggie, you know, were you aware of the British guy that was killed by a Nigerian guy? That was a very bad news. You shouldn't tell me that kind of thing, because he's a Yoruba guy, he's not me. Nigeria is so big. A Yoruba person cannot commit a crime, and then, you know, you're trying to generalize everything to Igbo, who don't even consider that fee to kill somebody. And then I called the lady, immediately she said, so I called her, I said, ma'am, she said, yes. I said, from today upwards, please, I would wish to not ever address me as a Nigerian.
Exactly.
Yeah, I told her I don't want to be addressed as a Nigerian.
Yes,
and then she's trying to prove a point. I told her, please just respect what I say. I don't want to be identified as a Nigerian. I am not a Nigerian. I'm a Biafran. And then I tried to lecture her more in the Biafran, which I was able to, you know, use the computer and show her some things. And then she, you know, she came to understand what I was saying, that a Northern or a Muslim cannot do something and then the whole nation, the Christian nation, including the people, would not take the partake in the, you know, in the image.
Yes, that is what they want to do, and that is one thing we have already instructed Barrister Mamezu to commence proceedings against the British government. That nonsense that is going to come into effect in October should not apply to people of Biafra, by which we mean Idoma people,
exactly.
Igbo people, Anang people, Ibibio people, Efik people, Ijaw people, the Kwa Igbos, including people in Ebanke, people in Isoko, people in Ishekiri, people in Urobo. It should not apply to us. We are not killers. We are not terrorists. We are not.
Exactly.
And we will resist any attempt to try to tie us with the same brush. They created the monstrosity called Nigeria. I am not a Nigerian. I am a Biafran. And we are going to take this matter. You see the way that God works. He works in a very miraculous way. All of a sudden, British government will have to come to court in their own country to explain to a sitting British judge why they put us in the same country called Nigeria, because we are going there to prove to them that we are not the same people. We are going to go there to prove it to them and to tell them that their stupid laws they are bringing in should not apply to us. I don't know what a bomb looks like. I have not killed anybody in my life, and you're trying to tie me with the same brush that other killers are using. We will not have it. And if they ask us for a president, we will tell them. The president, when the European Union banned the importation of British beef due to mad cow disease, don't worry, Anna, but mad cow disease, after eating it, you start going mental. Northern Ireland applied to the EU for special dispensation discounting all the cattle reared in Northern Ireland, which is a part of Britain, from that, excluding it from the ban, and they succeeded. So we are going to use the same thing. We are going to use British law to defeat British law. They think they're joking with children. We are coming after them. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you, my brother. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are coming to Chicago. Give us your name, the caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting to the whole world from here in Fort Worth, Dallas area of Texas. Please go ahead, the world, and the stage is yours.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Uche Naji calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Good evening, wonderful Bear fans and our fellow friends, supporters, wherever you are. My heart is all for you all, wherever you are. The sympathizers of Biafran United Front.
Yes.
We are happy to be in your midst and to speak. First of all, I have to, yesterday I got a call. This is for everybody to open their ears. I got a call from an uncle-in-law and also a relative in Minnesota, because telling me that there were ongoing telephone calls from Nigeria Radio or whatever, 800 number, that we are urging them to call in. So they called me and they were asking me Are you aware of this? Because you already told us about Radio Biafra. I said that's a fallacy. That's 419. That's a scam. I don't know what their mission is, but obviously you can tell or you can deduce that Radio Biafra is shaking. It's becoming an earthquake. It's having a tectonic vibration around the world. So maybe they have been shaken and they want to, you know, derail our efforts by confusing people. So take note, my brothers and sisters, friends, wherever you are, if you get that number, if it is not originating from Radio Biafra, please, please, tell them off and tell them you don't want it. Because these are, I think these are the vestiges, the enemies, the ancillaries of progress in Biafra. So on that note, I'm going to also comment on the idea of our people having this lukewarm attitude around the world. I mean, the Biafrans.
No,
a lot of
my brother, Uche, it is in the United States. Let us, this is Radio Biafra. We call a spade, not shovel. Here at Radio Biafra, we speak the truth regardless, even if it is going to cost us our lives. It is the people in the United States, with the exception of the few of them like yourself. This is the only time we have done this U.S. special program, and all the calls we are getting is exclusively from the U.S. Previously, maybe other people are getting upset, and they are listening tonight to see what will happen in America. But luckily for everybody, you people are not letting them down. All our calls this evening is coming from the U.S. because we are in the U.S. broadcasting. It is going to is nearly 9 minutes to 1 a.m. in the morning of the 3rd of July in London and in Biafraland. So, please remind your fellow Igbo Americans that they are the problem. Malaysia is strong. Australia is very strong. Israel is very strong. South Africa is strong. Senegal is strong. Congo is strong. India is very strong. So is Belgium. So is Sweden. So is Norway. So is Russia. So is Italy. So is Spain. So is Canada. The problem we are having is here in the United States. We are hamburger and soda is not letting people to think properly. So please address them here.
All right. On that note, what I'm trying to say is a lot of people, like our people here in the United States, are getting carried away again by I don't care mentality. It doesn't matter for me. I am a chief. What is this a chief? With all due respect, whatever your title is, I respect it. But please, please, my brothers and sisters, Biafrans in the United States or Biafrans in diaspora, let not this British mentality, this colonial mentality, or reinvention of colonialism by chieftaincy title, which is not even by history, it's not our origins, doesn't even have a statement in the Biafran land. It's just a borrowed culture born out of indirect rule imposed on us by British rule. So, my brother, the confusion lies mostly, that's part of the reasons why we go through this, because a lot of people have gotten all those kind of accolades, degrees, chieftaincy title, they bought that they didn't even get married. So if you're talking about today, if you're talking to them, some of them are so confused, some of them don't even want to know. But again, we are marching forward. Wherever you are, my brothers and sisters and friends of Biafra, please, I believe in transparency, I believe in honesty. I will put whatever it is, even my life, to defend Biafra. Mark it by me, mark it, and this is my word. And I'm not going to succumb until we achieve our aim. As long as we are not fighting anybody or killing anybody, we are not in that mission. We want to do it scholastically, legally, and intellectually. Thank you, brothers and sisters and friends, wherever you are. Uche Nnaji.
Thank you very much. And there one number. Thank you very much. That was Uche Nnaji. Yes, please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I had things to say. Starting with the guy that called, I don't remember where he called from, but you people were talking about churches reducing or regulating the number of churches.
Yes, we have that rubbish of every street, every corner, there's a 10 church. That's a bunkum. We're not going to have that.
Okay, my question is, these churches, a lot of them have already been built. Like, there are so many, almost every compound now in Biafraland has a church. So what are you going to do about
We must make it. Do you want us to reveal our economic policies on the air so we can give them tidbits? we are going to have proper town planning. Our towns, some of them are going to be demolished, proper compensation paid to the owners. We are going to, what benefit is it for us to study in America, to study in Britain, to study in France, to study in South Africa, to study in Russia? Have you seen what is called the built environment? In the evening in England, you want to take a stroll and admire architecture. You want to look, it's called high art. You want to look at how beautiful buildings blend into their surroundings. Those things did not fall from heaven. There is a course run in most universities in Nigeria that gave birth to those cities. When you come to America and you go to downtown, any city, you go to the downtown area, your mouth is open, you are admiring the magnificence of the buildings. It is because people did something called town planning. You plan. I can't build my house and face it north. You build yours and face it east. I build my own tiny chosen people of Christ and face it west. Let me tell you what it does. It doesn't allow you to have what is called a gridded utility system. A gridded utility system is a system that allows you to pipe in water wherever there is a development. You can't, if you run, say for instance, you come to my village and you want to run, at least the area that we live in is a bit okay because his house is all been tarred and it's all gridded, so to speak, in a very funny way. If you run pipeline, you can hit each and every family traveling on a straight line. If you're piping your gas, let us also tell Nigeria that in the new Biafra, there'll be no gas canisters. We are going to bury our gas pipeline from the gas fields we have in both in Okwa, the gas fields we have both in Ohaji, both in Awamama. From there, we will pipe raw methane gas to people's homes to do cooking with. We know what to do. We are not going to be able to run that pipeline if we don't have a proper gridded system where you have for odd numbers, house number one, house number three, on a straight line, because you cannot be burying the pipes to be going crooked from left to left. So that is why most parts of the cities will be demolished. If you want to know what town planning is, when you come to Omaha or you go to Aba, main town, you will see how they are gridded. Each road, it has an intersection. You can go right, you can go left. That is how you plan it properly. It's called town planning. So if you are in an area that is not planned properly, it will be demolished, proper compensation paid, and rebuilt, and the properties given back to the people that owned originally. We are going to build a model state devoid of corruption. If you are caught being corrupt, you regret the day you were born.
Okay.
So yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Again, the Nigerian guy that killed someone in Britain.
Yes.
And they're calling him Nigerian because I heard that guy is a British citizen. So why is he still being called a Nigerian? If he was doing well in a football club, would he be called a Nigerian?
Only God knows. We don't think so. But let us try and take this call. We'll come back to that. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Nnamdi Kingsley. From Imo State.
From Imo State. Where are you calling from now? Are you in Imo State?
No, I'm living in Thailand.
In Thailand, please go ahead. I am also Nnamdi, but my surname is not Kingsley. My younger brother is Kingsley. Please go ahead.
What I'm trying to contribute is about the people living in New York. I have a story to tell you.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I had a brother living in the one of my uncle.
No. Listen, please continue saying what you're saying. Don't pause or anything. Once you start talking, you keep talking. The only time you can stop is when you hear my voice. Please continue saying what you're saying because the whole world is listening to your voice. Please continue.
All right. So what I'm talking is about what happened in my kingdom some time ago, about 2 years ago. You know, it's about the people living in the U.S. When young people are talking about the people living in the U.S., you know, I don't try to understand the way they live their lives. You know, I had a brother, an uncle, who is a chief also. He married from his one from here and he's here for you so many years ago. Their children is up to 40, 50 years, you don't know them. But one of my uncle too, he's living in the US here. He born in the US and got them home. They started in Nairobi. After they started in Nairobi, he took them after their secondary school, he took them back to America. So it happened to be that this man died. So when he died, the son came home and gave him a visiting burial. You know? While the man who born in the children in America for 30 years, you know, we don't know any of them. We haven't seen them. We're only hearing that we have a brother, even one of them is a pilot. We don't see them. So it happened, what something happened the day of the burial of the other man which one is children in the States. So the way they buried the man, the way people came out, the other man start crying in the burial ground. That who will bury him? He has a children, but they couldn't come home. People start laughing at him. They don't want to bring them home. Now they are crying, you know? So after that time, after some months, one of them came back. Then what he did is to go and adopt two boys and start running them in the way. This man who adopted two children, born three and two boys, three grown-up boys, they are all living in America. None of them came back. As I'm talking to you now, you don't know them. So this is what our people are doing here. They don't recognize where they come from. We only recognize when they are there, then they will bring their cups to us.
For befitting burial, that's the only thing we benefit. Befitting burial. All your life you spend it in London. All your life you spend it in America. You spend it in Maryland, in New York, in Scotland, in England, in Wales, all over the world, in Germany, in Toronto, in Canada. You spend all your life. The only usefulness you are to us is when you come back in a coffin. That is the only benefit we derive from it, is you go and eat rice for when you're dead. I say, no, you can't go to canopy. I get by her, draw uniform. I say, look at the children and the grandchildren. This one is in Maryland. This one is in Ohio. This one is in Cleveland. After four days, they all board the airplane and go back. And your place will be covered with grass.
Yeah.
And you're telling me such nonsense is life.
Yeah.
You're living in America.
That is the problem they have. So many of them are in there. I have the one that's my mother senior. She's there about 25 years now. You know, like, I haven't seen him. I have been by the children. You know, these people, sometimes when we talk of them, they are treating them there as their native home. So you don't need to go away. Let's know that what we are doing. Let's continue looking for this country. But I believe that the country we must reclaim it. We all pray for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. That was an eye-opener. That is what is happening. We are bringing the program to an end, please. We do apologize to our brother, Uche Nnaji, please. Okay, he's calling back. Let us try to take his call. Yes, Uche, you are back with us. Uche Nnaji, that is, you are back with us. Or is it your child that wants to talk on the phone?
No, I'm listening because I was cut off by the conversation. I think a technical.
Yes, go ahead.
A technical problem. So
yes.
I'm coming to listen to others.
Go ahead, please.
No, I'm calling to listen to others because I was listening before there was a technical. I'm on the road anyway. I'm not
okay.
On the internet.
Okay, you are on the road and you're listening. Okay, then there's no problem. You stay where you are. Stay right where you are because this is Radio Biafra. Is a new technology for us. He can call in and listen. No, we're not advising people to do that, please, because our lines will be clogged up. This is Radio Biafra. We intend to bring the program to an end. Our brother, Chris, we are trying to take your call on Skype. It is not still coming through. And as soon as it does, we should be able to speak to you. If you have listened to us today, thank you very much for being part of us. The Americans are waking up. In fairness to them, they are beginning to wake up. And by way of closing remark, please, can you tell us what you have made of it? It seems Americans are coming up now. And long may it continue.
Oh, yes, because I was really, I was so relieved when a lot of people called in today, one from Ohio, the other one from Maryland, because it's never happened before. Well, at the beginning of this program, I was like, can the America game today? Is it going to be like before and embarrass us again? Because this is very, very embarrassing, especially to me, because I live here in America. So when they're referring to Igbos or Biafrans in America, they're referring to me as well. So, but I'm really, really happy today. And I thank everyone that called in from the United States here. Imepani Ihere, I'm so grateful. My name remains Akabo Chidera, and I thank you all for listening to the program today. And join us again, same time, 7 p.m. London time tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that 7 p.m. is 1 p.m. here in Central American Time. We are broadcasting from the Fort Worth area of Dallas, or very close to Dallas here in Texas, in the southern part of the United States of America. I am Nnamdi Kanu, and thank you very much. Normally, we would have stayed for 2 hours, but in keeping with our oath of office, we said we would not lie to you. Believe you me, we are extremely tired, and we need to be able to, for us to be able to present program tomorrow, we need to at least be able to sleep properly today. We are very, very tired. We need to recharge our batteries and return to you fresh and healthy tomorrow afternoon from here in Texas, and maybe, not maybe, the world, the time doesn't change. 7 p.m. in London, 7 p.m. in Breffaland time. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you wherever you are. Please do not forget to tell your friends. Your friends are important to us. Tell your family members, whatever they may be. Tell those in the United States to please tune in and listen to Radio Biafra via radiobiafra.co, not .com, but radiobiafra.co. Good evening from here, and God bless you all.
wo sombe meganyi peano.